2 Samuel chapter 17. Moreover, Ahithophel said to Absalom, "Let me now choose out 12,000 men, and I will arise and pursue after David this night, and I will come upon him while he's weary and weak-handed, and will make him afraid. And all the people that are with him shall run away, and I will smite the king only. And I will bring back all the people to you. The man whom you seek is as if all returned, so all the people shall be in peace." And the saying pleased Absalom well, and all the elders of Israel. And then Absalom said, "Call now Hushai the Archite also, and let us hear likewise what he has said." And when Hushai had come to Absalom, Absalom spoke to him, saying, "Ahithophel has spoken after this manner. Shall we do according to his saying? If not, you speak." And Hushai said to Absalom, "The counsel that Ahithophel has given is not good at this time, because," said Hushai, "you know your father and his men, that they are mighty men, and they are chafed in their minds as a bear who is robbed of her whelps in the field, and your father is a man of war and will not stay with the people. Behold, he is hidden now in some pit or in some other place, and it will come to pass when some of them are overthrown at the first that whoever hears about it will say, 'There's a slaughter among the people that follow Absalom.' And he also that is valiant, whose heart has the heart of a lion, shall utterly melt, because all Israel knows that your father is a mighty man, and they which are with him are valiant men. Therefore I counsel that all Israel be generally gathered to you, from Dan even to Beersheba, as the sand that is by the sea for multitude, and that you go to battle in your own person. So shall we come upon him in some place where he shall be found, and we will light upon him as the dew falls on the ground, and of him and of all the people that are with him there shall not be left so much as one. Moreover, if he has gotten into a city, then shall all Israel bring ropes to that city, and we will draw it into the river, until there be not one small stone found there." And Absalom and all the men of Israel said, "The counsel of Hushai the Archite is better than the counsel of Ahithophel, because Yahweh has appointed to defeat the good counsel of Ahithophel, to the intent that Yahweh might bring evil upon Absalom." Then said Hushai to Zadok and to Abiathar the priests, "Thus and thus did Ahithophel counsel Absalom and the elders of Israel, and thus have I counseled. Now therefore send quickly and tell David, saying, 'Do not stay this night in the plains of the wilderness, but speedily pass over, lest the king be swallowed up and all the people that are with him.'" Now Jonathan and Ahimaaz stayed by En-Rogel, for they might not be seen to come into the city, and a wench went and told them, and they went and told King David. Nevertheless, a lad saw them and told Absalom, but they went both of them away quickly and came to a man's house in Bahurim, which had a well in his court, where they went down. And the woman took and spread a covering over the well's mouth, and spread around corn there, and the thing was not known. And when Absalom's servants came to the woman of the house, they said, "Where is Ahimaaz and Jonathan?" And the woman said to them, "They are gone over the brook of water." And when they had sought and could not find them, they returned to Jerusalem. And it came to pass, after they had left, that they came up out of the well, and went and told King David, and said to David, "Arise and pass quickly over the water, because Ahithophel has said thus and thus counsel against you." Then David arose, and all the people that were with him, and they passed over Jordan. By the morning light there lacked not one of them that was not gone over the Jordan. And when Ahithophel saw that his counsel was not followed, he saddled his donkey, and rose, and got him home to his house, to his city, and put his household in order, and hung himself, and died, and was buried in the sepulchre of his father. And then David came to Mahanaim. And Absalom passed over Jordan, he and all the men of Israel with him. And Absalom made Amasa captain of the host instead of Joab, which Amasa was a man's son whose name was Ithra, an Israelite, that went in to Abigail, the daughter of Nahash, sister to Zeruiah, Joab's mother. And so Israel and Absalom pitched in the land of Gilead. And it came to pass, when David was come to Mahanaim, that Shobi, the son of Nahash of Rabbah, of the children of Ammon, and Machir, the son of Amiel of Lodibar, and Barzillai, the Gileadite of Roginim, brought beds and basins and earthen vessels and wheat and barley and flour and parched corn and beans and lentils and parched pulse and honey and butter and sheep and cheese of kine for David and for the people that were with him to eat, because they said, "The people are hungry and weary and thirsty in the wilderness." End of chapter.